Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, and I'd invite you to follow along with me in the screen or in your bulletin. After Jesus had finished his teachings, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here, and if anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say that the Lord needs it." Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, the owner asked them, "Why are you untying it?" And they replied, "Because the Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus and threw their coats on the colt and put Jesus on it. And as he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near to the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began to joyfully praise God in loud voices for all the miracles that they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "And I tell you," Jesus replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today is seemingly a day of great celebration. We see this picture painted of Jesus triumphantly arriving in Jerusalem, a king come to his kingdom. A colt is secured and a majestic entrance is planned. The people line the roads and cheer Jesus on as he comes, covering the road in their coats, waving palms in celebration. The whole city seems to be rejoicing a king who has come to claim his earthly crown. But not really. When we look deeper, we see that the people aren't quite as enthusiastic as we want, the entrance not quite as majestic as we would expect for the King of Kings. Here Jesus is riding on a lowly donkey instead of a strong, majestic war horse, almost mocking Christ's kingship and the role he will play in the salvation of the earth in just a few days. Yes, the crowds are there to greet him, but the Pharisees are there as well, ever quick to challenge Jesus and confront him, still looking for a way to silence him once and for all. And then there are the crowds, those who so willingly lay their cloaks down before Jesus this day, excited to be a part of the party, to have a front row seat in history in the making. And yet, in just a few short days, this is the same crowd that will turn away from Jesus. No longer will they cry out, "Hosanna in the highest," but they begin to shout, "Crucify him." And so begins the passion of our Lord, literally his suffering, as Jesus humbly enters Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. The days are counting down, the hours are marked until Christ's death. This triumphal entry is a far cry from what we expect for the Savior of the world, and it is anything but joyful. As the crowd shouts, and Jesus knows what's coming. And just like we often mistake this triumphal entry to be a joyous occasion, so too do we mistake the Christian journey for an easy one. We too quickly assume that if we follow Christ, that he will make all things pleasant for us. We're attracted to the wealth and prosperity gospel that tells us if we follow God that he will bless us more than we could ever imagine. We start to believe that as Christians our lives should be easy, that we should never suffer, that we should never feel pain, that we should always have more than enough. But for those of us that have been walking with Jesus for any amount of time, we know that that is not the way life goes. Why would we think that if the King of Kings had to suffer, that the world would be any easier on us. In fact, Jesus tells us this. He says that if we want to follow him, we too must pick up our cross and follow him. And he promises that this life will bring trouble, but that we can take heart because Jesus has overcome the world. As a follower of Christ, there's no promise that our life will be easy, just like there was no promise to Jesus that his life would be easy. God does not promise to save us from the sins and sufferings of this world. In fact, we're guaranteed to be persecuted, to suffer alongside of Jesus, that we will be heartbroken, that we'll know the depth of great pain, that we will be beaten and overcome on some days. And yet we can take heart because Jesus has overcome the world. God never promises a life free from pain and suffering. And if in God's infinite wisdom he allowed his son to suffer, why should we expect to be treated any differently? And yet God does promise us something. He promises to be with us in the midst of our pain, to walk alongside of us no matter how hard the road becomes. It's one of the great comforts that we have as Christians, that we have a Savior who knows our pain, who's been there, who has suffered just as deeply or more so than we have, and that we no longer have to bear that cross by ourselves because God carries it with us. This Lent, we've been talking about what it means to grow deeper in our faith with God. We've been talking about the different tools that are available to us to help us grow stronger in our faith. And while nobody would tell us that we should go out and seek out suffering and pain in order to go closer to God, I'll tell you from my own experience that it has been when things have been the most difficult and the most painful that I have known God the clearest. It's been when my heart was broken, or when I was looking for a job and the future was unknown, or when I was trying to understand the pain and injustice of this world, that I knew God and saw him walk beside me. These are the times where I've experienced the most intimacy with God, where I've heard his voice the clearest, where I've known his comfort, felt his peace. It's not that I would have chosen to go through these difficult times. I didn't seek it out. I didn't enjoy them. But with some perspective, I have come to be thankful for them because they have shaped who I am and they have helped me know God's love in a deeper and more real way because Jesus has suffered as well and suffers with me. I struggle with this idea of suffering and faith, what it means to submit yourself to the challenges the world puts before us and to walk with God in those. And I met this incredible man that embodies this faith in suffering far better than anybody else I know. His name, let's call him Joe, and he's a man that I met at Piece of Bread. And in his life, he has experienced great suffering. As a young man, he struggled with addictions of many kinds. He worked in Hollywood and saw the terrible way people treat one another, really the scum of the earth. He is separated from his family and currently experiences great pain in his body. And he says that he's had 7 surgeries in the last 18 months. And they have left him unable to use his hands or his arms without excruciating pain. Most recently, he had a surgery and had to do physical therapy for it afterwards. And his physical therapy is in Worcester, but he didn't have a car, so he would walk to Worcester. And he said the journey, and he would make this 3 times a week, took him 16 hours just to go and get the help that he needed to feel just a little bit better. He would walk back and forth with his bad hip in the middle of winter. And he suffered. I don't know about you, but my experience with physical pain is I get pretty impatient and, shall we say, irritable pretty quickly. But I saw none of this in Joe. He wasn't angry or bitter. He didn't hate the world. He didn't ask why. Surprisingly, he was one of the most joy-filled and faithful people that I know. And he's told me that through all these trials he's experienced, all the different ways that he's suffered, that he's come to know God more deeply, to know what really matters in this life. And he's thankful for these opportunities to suffer because they've drawn him closer to God. It's through this pain that he's come to know the depth and breadth and width of God's love and to rely on God to sustain him day by day. He says that when things get tough, that he finds comfort in God's word, in prayer, in God's people, and that he sees all these things that are going on, all these things that are happening to him, as opportunities both to grow closer to God and to share God's love with those around him. And he tells everybody he can about how God has blessed him, how very blessed he is, even in the midst of this suffering. And he tells doctors and patients and me, everybody at Piece of Bread, and I am amazed at his ability to persevere, to see God's plan for him, even in the midst of this suffering. I'm humbled by Joe. I wish my faith was as strong as his, that I could see my suffering in the light of God's plan for my life, that I could know God as intimately as he does, even when pain and heartbreak are trying to break me down. Joe is an inspiration for all of us of what it means to depend completely on God, and to embrace suffering as a way of drawing closer to God. We have much to learn this week as well from Jesus as he journeys towards the cross and undertakes suffering for our sake. Here we have a King of Kings willing to give his life so that we could live. And he knows our pain, and he walks with us. This day, we can know God ever more deeply when we embrace those dark and painful events in our lives and know that Christ walks with us. And just like God redeemed the pain and suffering that Jesus underwent on the cross, so too will he redeem the pain and suffering that we have experienced in this life. As we journey with Jesus this week, we invite you to see your own pain and suffering reflected in the face of Jesus, and then watch it be transformed into pure joy on Easter morning. Know this day that Jesus walks with us in our suffering, and at the end, God works all things for his good. I invite you to join us this week as we continue to follow Jesus on this road through Jerusalem and to come to know the depth and breadth of God's love for each and every one of us. Let us pray. God, I thank you that your Son was willing to suffer on our behalf, that he knows our pain, he knows the challenges of this world. I thank you that he was willing to do this for our sake, and that today he walks with us. God, help us to turn over the pain that we carry in our own hearts and surrender it to you. Transform it into joy. Help us see the blessings through it. Help us endure the pain and to be present with you in all that we do. In your name we pray. Amen.